So, Neil, what do you think about the views of punishment you've read about?
Well, I think that the best idea is punishment used as a deterrent. It seems to me that the main argument for this idea is that any potential offenders will see that by committing a crime, they will be punished. For example, they'll be locked up for a long period of time, and so they might then reconsider committing the crime. However, the argument against this form of punishment is that it doesn't actually work. Society's been pushing the view that punishment should be a deterrent for a long time, and yet crime hasn't stopped. So let's look at the alternatives. I suppose it could be argued that it's only fair to punish a crime in the same way as the crime itself, the eye for an eye theory. For example, someone steals your car, then you steal theirs. This has got obvious drawbacks, not the least being the total breakdown of the social rules that we all live by. And finally, the idea that criminals should be rehabilitated rather than simply punished. This seems to be very sensible at first glance. If we believe that we can remove the criminal instinct and rehabilitate criminals into society, this would seem to be the best option of the three, in terms of the individual. But I think it is actually very hard to change a person's outlook and approach to life. And anyway, some people think that people can't change, physically can't change. All in all, I suppose that my original idea of punishment as a deterrent is the best view that society can take.